Mrs. Jack Barber grandfather, aged 87, retired farmer, resident in Home Firth all his life. Recorded by B.R. Dyson, September 1951.
They're all younger ones, I know. I wouldn't mean to learn about it. There were three older than me and four younger. There were eight on us altogether. Yeah, sure. And I'm just getting so big, well, we'd all at home like a lot of the afternoon. And yeah, coal oil were about, had to go about 30, 40 years there, so I done the coal oil. A million big coal oil and big oil, they were all built up. They had buildings to the same. So the needs, I know, there was a set table out and a rick plate, and we went to have a great dinner. But it was a big dinner, I know, with a pan of a porridge, I know, damned out onto these plates, and a pot full of old milk with cream taken off. So we were all fetching the coals and sticks in. They'd all getting planted and coloured old porridge. There was all one little plate they'd left me, at least there was. So other I'm not having that. But yeah, old boy says, well, he says, when t'other's ready, he says, I go upstairs and order the porridge about them. So I rock upstairs and I tell him, I knew what he said was low, I know, and I knew when he said more like another good. I'll bet to whatever it is, it'd be better than a new one. So I just started touching him with my spoon. And see, we used to keep mail in a little tubule on a shelf up at Sard. And there were a little mess of getting into this here mail tubule. And they used to put mail in with one hand and start it with horrible, I know, when they were making porridge in this great pan.
Was it like a spoon?
And they'd put this here, they'd put this mess in a mankind for a mail and didn't know. So when I started touching my porridge, I found this little mess. So I keep making my mess, I know, and I didn't start eating them. But the old boy said, now then, he says, I went up them stairs, he said, all the women about them. But yeah, I waited while they'd all finished, and then I said, I'm no man out here, there's a mess in this lot. When the old boy came to look, I said, darling, I said, they were all gipping and aving all around the table. I said, darling, I said, you'll leave me little plate again, would you? But I said, I know, I'll get pan on then. Am I going to do what I got to write do then? I said, if I was pumps winners, I see the whole job has been lost. All them would have to go and it picked up. But yeah, I just left me late and I said, what if I don't wait? I said, they were not them two, they're more plates. I said, to go